How did your parents handle it? Luke asked Jaina. She was serving as his co-pilot during the last few hours before they arrived at Coruscant.
Handle what? Jaina asked. They've handled a lot of things, especially me.
That's what I'm referring to, Luke said. And Jason and Anakin. How do they feel when you, well, when you notice boys as more than people to spar with? She chuckled.
Mom and Dad were pretty okay with the boys. Dad was a bit overprotective of me, as you can imagine. I think, honestly, any problems they might have had with me and Jag, and Zek, stem from the fact that they weren't around to share a lot of our younger years. We seemed to grow up too fast for them. They weren't ready for me to be an adult, to be forced to think about me having a relationship. I think they realized how much they missed, and that's why they're focusing on spending so much time with Amelia.
There was no bitterness in her voice, just a statement of fact. Luke thought, even if a parent is able to be around for all the special moments, it still goes by too fast. I was thinking about what you said a while ago, before we let Vistara accompany us to Korriban. She looked at him confused.
What did I say?
You told me not to underestimate the power of love, and that maybe if Ben believes Vistara is redeemable, it's because she is.
Oh, that. Right.
I can't help but wonder if you're right. Vistara seems completely sincere. I've always been able to sense when she's hiding things, at least to some degree. But I don't think she's lying this time.
She's only 16, Uncle Luke. She's had her father try to make her a head shorter with a lightsaber and is effectively cut off from her whole culture now. She's had a chance to see far beyond what she's been taught and to make up her own mind about what she wants to do. And she's obviously in love with Ben, and he with her, even if they won't admit it. And he's a good influence.
He eyed her. They're awfully young for that. Infatuation, yes, but love? Jaina turned to look him squarely in the eye.
Tahiri was 15 and Anakin 17 when he died. Don't you think those two were really in love?
Luke felt slightly chastened.
Because of all he's been through, I understand that Ben is more of an adult than most people twice his age. I guess I just never thought about him having that level of maturity with regard to relationships.
Some people never become mature with regard to relationships, Jaina said, returning her attention to the console. Some people's hearts settle early, and for good.
She smiled a little.
Even when they don't realize it.
Luke sighed. Maybe I'm the one who needs to change, he said.
Maybe I'm too set in my ways to believe that someone who was born Sith, raised Sith, and grew up surrounded by Sith can set that aside enough to become a Jedi.
Well, I would have used the word crotchety myself, but yes, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what's wrong with you younglings today, Luke said, grinning. No respect for your elders.
She grinned back, and they fell silent again. Finally, Luke said,
All right, my son is dating a former Sith who wants to become a Jedi. I should at least give her a chance. I don't want her forbidding me to see my grandchildren after all.
Whoa! Don't go too far to the other side here, Uncle Luke.
Good point, Luke quipped, rubbing his chin. Don't want to look as weathered as your father quite yet.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
I look forward to telling him myself.